eagle owl. He found the owl in Jiyogadaki Market, crammed in a fetid cage among other cages, where animals trapped to feed the poor cowered and howled. Humped, as if carrying a stone on its airy bones, it looked him in the eye. He didn't think beyond no, just no. The word filled him up. Its keeper bound its wings and swaddled it in a sour cloth to keep its talons clear. He closed it beneath his long coat, the head turned to light and air. It ignored the eyes of riders who watched its eyes, assessing them. Somewhere, near the Jinggong Mountains, when he felt the forest deepening, he stepped onto the platform of the last car, removed its bonds, and offered it to the moving air. Spreading its wings, lifting, tilting, melding with the trees until nothing was left but the chuggering sound of the old engine, the empty corridor of the tracks, the cold. He rocked back and forth for a minute or two before returning to sit quietly among the chatter of the others.